Elishu Chelek Aleph Reish Tzadi Zain. Ma'amar Shvi'i, the seventh essay, Hamovis, Death, Perek Yishein. We quote Rabbeinu Tam, V'hoilam hazeh domilim ara b'midbar tachas ha'aretz. Olam hazeh in some respects can be compared to a subterranean cave out in the wilderness. V'zeh seh me'ara, yachshev ha'shochen by a person dwelling in it and not being familiar with the rest of the world. To him, that's all that exists. He's only lived inside. He hasn't seen what's outside. Had he only left the cave, he would see enormous expanses, everything that the earth has to offer, the seas and the rivers and the stars and the infinite attractions. That's the mashal. Ken ha'adam ba'olam hazeh yachshev ki ein olam acher. Similarly, a person who's lived his whole life in olam hazeh, which is all of us, may come to think that there's nothing else. This is it. Ve'ilu yatza mimenu, had he only left it, haya ro'echa ba'olam haba. He would see, like this person leaving the cave, how much great olam haba is, ve'sikat tifes gedulasi, in its greatness. People often make a similar point, regarding a fetus, to whom the entire world consists of that tiny little space. You know, to him, that's the whole world. Of course, once he emerges and is born, the world is so much greater than that. It's the same idea. That world is even more of an encompassing reality than our world. Our lives are directed right at the outset to reach that klal hagadol b'sem kol klalim shelamad lakir ad koi, which is greater, more encompassing than anything we've learned about thus far. Ulam lo yal etzem ha'olam haba nedaber b'zeh. We're not going to speak about the actual olam haba, ela nekudas ha'ma'avar alav, rather the point of transition to it, shehi pu'ulasei ha'achrona shel adam b'chayav, which is the last activity of a person upon in his life, namely hamavis. Interestingly, he describes it as pu'ula, an action, an activity, not something that is passive. Ha'aschala hi bedavar ha'rachok me'amavis. The beginning is something that is still far away from death. Be'yisurin, normally translated as suffering, pleasant experiences. Behem anu kvar mevchinim. The point of them is to already discern shemispareitz el toich olamenu v'chayinu klal yosem akif ma'olam hazeh. That there bursts into our lives another world, more encompassing than olam hazeh. Kama ke'evim u'machalois emenas chalkam shel tinokois. How many pains and aches and illnesses befall infants? Mamash bereishis tze'adam el toch ha'chaim. Literally, as they start in life, aleim lilmoy, they have to learn, ki loy ha'ta'anug ha'bilti mufra hu matras ha'chaim. That the objective of life is not uninterrupted pleasure. One should not see illness and distress as merely, as only a negative phenomenon. There's a positive aspect to Yisurin, in brackets, Chavivin Yisurin, as some Tanaim put it, because they constitute a very well felt contradiction to the delusion, as if we have exclusive control of ourselves. So illnesses remind us that we do not have control, total control certainly, over ourselves. Suddenly the person realizes, there's a hidden hand that controls him. His body, his limbs. He is taken to task. He's confronted by Midas Adin. But it doesn't come from the outside, it comes from within himself, says in the Midrash. That's that part of the pasuk indicates that man has control over the world. Mimenu mishpatoi, the judgment is from within himself, according to the Midrash. The Yisurin come from within oneself. Melech basar v'adam, in contrast, a king of flesh and blood, shuride avadov mevim maglevim uchvalim veroide esam. The instruments are on the outside of the person. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino ken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Keshe mevakesh lirdes es adam migufoi shel adam roide o yisoi o meyesoi. It can happen from within oneself. Gam midas adin misgala b'yisurin. So this midas adin that is revealed to us when a person has illness or pain or distress of that sort, me'atzmi yusei shel adami. The Chazal are telling us that it's part of him. Eina kedavar zar ha'ba'al adam mibachutz. It's not something completely alien and different from the outside. Mikan, the point is, she'ein ve'yefshal ifoit b'yisurin. One should not and one cannot, one may not. Kick is, the expression is livoit, meaning to totally reject it, to rebel against them. Shari davar atzmihem ba'adam, it's a part of the human being. Ubevaday kshakadosh baruch hu shasal yisurin ba'adam. We believe certainly that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu implants yisurin in a human being, unasan bo gam esakoach lisboil oisam, he gives him the ability to tolerate it. Ki'im mimenu mishpato v'ishito yetzah, as that pasuk says, that the Midrash commented, if it's from within himself, harim atzmoi hu balo v'nitanu b'koach la'amoid bahem. It's an indication that the person can live with it, he can sustain this experience. He quotes Rashi over here, v'nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayus lekabel yisurin, regarding the Mitzrim who suffered it at Yam Suf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the requisite ability. Adam gadoil mefik chishul ve'aliyam yisurin. And Adam gadoil derives strength, growth, development from yisurin. Adam katan alul yishaveh l'adam. And a smaller person may well be broken by them. The Gemara says in Shabbos, hane elavim ve'inan oilavim. They may be insulted, but they don't respond. Shem inecher pasan ve'in meshivin. Similar type of idea. Somebody may excoriate them, but they don't respond. Oisin be'ahava usmeichin be'yisurin. Here is a level of Sameach b'Yisurin. Alein HaKasuv Omer, regarding them, the pasuk says in Shiras Dvira, Ve'oyhavav ketzeis HaShemesh b'gvur rasoi. About such people, these categories, people who are insulted but don't respond, those who are Smechin b'Yisurin, the pasuk describes them as those who love Hashem, ketzeis HaShemesh b'gvur rasoi. Says the author, Tzeis HaShemesh B'gvur Rasoi is like the sun when it's at its brightest. Zeh befoyal gamur, that's an expression of total befoyal. For during the night, the sun is only like potential. Even in the morning, as it emerges, not yet it's at its hottest and brightest. When it's at noon, Tzeis HaShemesh B'gvur Rasoi, that's befoyal, total actualization. Tekef v'chozek she'en lemala mimenu, that's the person at its strongest. V'lazeh megim davka asmechim b'yisurin. One of the categories mentioned here in the Gemara is those are smechin b'yisurin. Zoi ma'apecha b'musagenu. This is a revolution in our concepts. We don't normally look at yisurin this way. Ve'lulei gilui ze mipi chachmei ha'emes lo he'manunu. If not for this revelation from Chazal, we wouldn't have believed such a thing. Si'a b'foyal, that the nth degree, the ultimate actualization, hadargah ha'yoseh gdola b'yafutzu ma'yinaseh chachutza, the greatest level in that pasuk of a person's koicho is flowing outward and developing to the fullest extent, he besevel, is dafka in this type of suffering. Vesia sevel hu amavis, the apex of sevel is death. Anu sevlim es amavis, we have to bear it. Hu neitel mi'itanu es ha'chaim bo'olam hazeh atzmo, it takes away from us life. Ein lecha sevel gadol mizeh, there's no greater suffering than that and loss than that. Ve'achein, and the key point is, ha-misa, he ha befoyal ha-gamoshi b'chayi adam. Amazing. Misa, that act, and again, I remind you that the author called it an activity on the previous page. It's the greatest befoyal, it's the greatest actualization in the person's life, the way that he actually gives up that life. The Gemara says, shleisha koyles v'lechin misoif olam v'atzeifoi. The three sounds that travel from one end of the universe to the other. Ve'elin, koil galgal chama, something to do with the sun. Ve'koil hamoina shel rimi, something to do with Rome. Ve'koil neshama b'sha'a she'yitza min haguf. And the sound of neshama as it departs from the body. Ve'yashamim af leida. Kan manu chazal hadvarim nechshim lefo'al hagamur bo'ilam. So chazal enumerating over here things that again are fully actualized. And as you see, one of them is koil neshama b'sheshitz aminaguf, as the neshama departs the body. כי ברגע זה משתחרר את הנשמה. At that moment, the neshama is liberated מהצמצום בעשה שבסך הגוף, from that constriction that was imposed through its being in the body. That moment when it bursts out, ובזה היא מגיעה לבפועל הגמור שלה. It reaches its full development, it reaches its apex, its apotheosis, it's the greatest moment as it emerges. מזה נבין, and therefore we should understand, כי אמנם אנו סובלים את מיססנו, it's true that we bear this, the death, אבל בידינו להפוך את המוות לפעולה גדולה ונכבדה, but it is in our hands, one hopes, to transform that moment of death into a very profound moment, לפעולה גדולה ונכבדה, לפעולה הכבירה ביסוד בכל חיינו, in fact, the most colossal, the most significant moment in our entire lives, שריבה תלוי עשי ביפוץ ומי נוסח החוצה. This is the, again, the apex of יפוץ ומי נוסח החוצה. עד כאן.